This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 172.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? Poor old lang syne, my dear, poor old lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet, poor old lang syne.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Nard.
This is Ray.
Yes, and we're here at Casey and Giles' party, and we're celebrating New Year's Eve here. Yeah.
Yep, and this is podcast number...
172. And Happy New Year, everyone. And actually, tomorrow's my birthday. No, wait, yesterday.
Today.
Yeah, today is my birthday.
Today's your birthday. We celebrated it yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Maynard got a big surprise yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, what is it? You guys came over and you were an accomplice. And yeah, Ray was an accomplice. And I didn't know because we're supposed to do some video podcast on Sunday. And Wayne and Toby and Ray came over. And I thought we're just going to do some work. And then, last thing I know, everybody's outside. But 20 people were downstairs trying to...
And Maynard had no clue.
I had no clue at all. that's fine. You don't have to. Yeah. So, it was awesome. I mean, yeah, I really appreciate you guys doing that. And I got lots of gifts. And yeah, the USB thing that you gave me.
USB mic.
USB mic.
Hits it.
I'm using that already, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so what time did you guys arrive here at Casey's?
Let's see. We probably got here a little after 10.
Okay.
We went to Dr. Richie's party, and then
you went there. Okay.
We went to Richie's party, and then we came back here.
Ooh, look at this! It's got a
Chang just instant messaged me and said Happy New Year because it's 11:40 here, which is 12:40 in New York. So He's already on Times Square celebrating somewhere.
Okay. Who is it? Who is
Chang?
Chong. Okay.
I say Chang because I say any Changs, but it's Chong.
Okay. Yeah, it's New Year right now, but in New York time. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, today, what did I do today? Just I had an interview with Woofer STL from LiveJournal.
I had to work.
You had to work. You had to work on the Christmas.
Yeah, they let us go about 3:30, but I still had to work.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that you guys were able to get home early. They give us today off, so we have Christmas Eve off and we have New Year's Day off. New Year's Eve off, so that's good. Okay, so how many people do we have here right now?
A lot.
A lot?
The loft and the patio is packed.
Yep. Oh, this is Giles. Giles, come over here, Giles. It's Giles. Hello, Giles.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, how are you? Happy New Year.
You too.
So, okay, how many people do we have here right now?
I don't know. I counted on the patio, and it looked like we had about 45 or so on the patio. And so what do you think we have inside?
30 inside, maybe.
About 30 inside. So we have about 75 people here.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Although, I'm a little upset. The bear to chaser ratio is a little off. There's more bears than chasers.
There are more bears. Well, more for me.
Well, it was Casey. He's the one who did the invite, so you can understand why.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a bear, he's a chaser, so he was looking out for himself.
As always,
exactly.
Mike would say the same thing because we came from another party and we had to go here. And there are chasers there in the other one, right? In Ted and Richie's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, nobody chased after me there.
Nobody chased you. You're losing your voice. What's happening?
I've been sick.
He was yelling at everybody trying to get him to chase him.
That's right.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hey, you.
So, how do you guys make cheesecakes again?
Yeah, we had three cheesecakes, a tort. Of course, we had the queso. We have, these things called pork balls.
Woo-hoo. Pork balls.
Actually, no, they're called...
Oh, those are goat. I tried those.
No, actually, they're called goat balls. But they're
goat
balls? I don't know where the goat came in, but they're made out of pork. Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Is that the...
A little bit of everything.
It's a little dry, right?
It was the first ones we had. It was cheesy, and it had, like, the pork.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was really good. Really, really, really good.
Yeah, I thought...
And just a little bit of everything, you know, a couple of salads and lots of dips, you know, cheesecake and, no, chips and queso and all
lots
that
of booze, too.
Yeah, lots of booze, lots of booze, lots of beer, lots of wine, lots of liquor, you know, wild turkey, vodka, Sky, all the good stuff.
Okay. How about any games today, tonight?
Actually, I think he's about to get it started. We're having Sexual Twister.
Sexual Twister.
Sexual Twister.
Woohoo!
Yes.
This is like last year, I think.
Yeah, so
explain Sexual Twister to us.
Yeah.
Well, Sexual Twister, you have to get down in your boxers. You cannot, you know, of course.
Oh,
can't
boxers?
Get naked, can't get naked.
Everyone gets. Okay.
Why can't they get naked?
Well, just, you know.
What if they're a commando?
Oops.
I'm sorry.
Did you press anything? Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. If it's Paul, he has to get naked.
Okay, if it's Paul, okay. I'll make it. Well, see, there's one. And he's not taken.
Which one?
Yeah, Paul. He's already been done.
Oh, Paul.
Okay, well, Sexual Twister, you get down to your boxers, and you can only use your mouth, your teeth, and your head to, like, knock the person off.
Oh.
You know, whoever's the last person standing, you know, we give them, like, a $30 gift card to Target.
Oh. So, okay.
And we also have a balloon drop at 12 o'clock midnight.
Okay.
You know, we have
prices there in the balloons
prices
again.
Prices in the balloons. Okay. You know, we've got, you know, some change. We've got some dollar bills, $5 bills, $10 bills. We have condoms.
Okay.
You know, those people like to have safe sex. Safe sex is always good. You know.
Yeah.
No lube this year, but you know, money's tight. Money's tight. You can't afford
the
lube.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
I got tons of lube.
Actually,
is that from Bear Watch?
We should go to Hall Julio.
Well, oh yeah, Julio.
I got all the lube problems.
Yeah, Julio. Yeah, Julio's our provider.
It was kind of difficult to put the condoms in. They kept breaking the balloons. So
you and Giles just
got a few in.
Did it the whole morning today? Or
like
that?
We did dick it in and
yesterday
a
and today. We didn't. The party started at 9, and we didn't actually get everything finished till about 9:10. So right as people were showing,
it's pretty tight. Yeah,
pretty tight. But hey, it's all worked out.
Yeah, and you guys always do this every year anyway, so it's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I'm not going to be here next year, but you know, hopefully.
Why? No party next year? Oh, you're
actually
moving.
You know what? We're not moving until January, so we might actually have it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, and if we don't, hopefully we'll have it at, you know, at our new place.
So, something in the other room.
There's over there next to me for sale.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell Casey about.
What about the pool?
Yeah.
That would be
well,
awesome.
The good thing is, it's the buyer's market right now in Houston.
It is definitely a buyer's market. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Yeah. Any New Year's resolution for you this year? This coming year?
Yeah, to quit smoking.
Oh, you are? That's right.
As I
always say that there are better things to put in the mouth.
Lose about 30 pounds, work out a little bit, you know, not too much. Where I don't want to be too buff because I don't, you know, everybody like hounding me. So, but other than that, you know.
Are you going to do, Ray?
Just the usual.
Yes.
I'm going back to the gym, and if by the end of January I haven't lost some weight, well, if I hadn't lost about 10 pounds, then I'm going to see the doctor and do it. Artificially.
What? Okay. Are you serious? You're not that big.
Well, no, exactly. But, you know, there's stuff that appetite suppressants and stuff you can take to make you lose more. So.
Oh, that
could
not...
Because I've got to get down to 200 pounds because my diabetes
more
is...
More sex is always good, too.
Yeah.
You can always lose a couple of pounds with more sex.
Well, that's true. But the whole thing is, once you lose the weight, the stamina is there more, so you can do sex more, so...
Actually, last night I played Wii for the first time.
You played with your Wii?
I played with Nintendo Wii for
okay.
the first time.
Right.
The boxing version.
Yeah, the boxing.
And
it'll hurt your shoulders.
Fucking sore. And
yeah.
I'm like walking around and going, God, why am I sore? Jesus Christ. We had sex this morning, but it wasn't rough. You know, and I'm like, oh, jeez,
so
I realized it was the Wii.
Yeah, it arrived.
Every now and then. Every now and then.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but.
To all those people out there that, you know, want to lose a weight, get a Nintendo Wii. It helps, I promise you.
Yeah, it's a workout, yes. Especially if it's
tennis,
the first time.
Boxing, definitely.
Yeah, it's the boxing part really. It first hurts your shoulders.
Yeah,
or
shoulders and
muscles
that
you don't really use.
Your pecs area,
pecs, yeah.
I don't have much of a pec, but.
So
it starts.
What were you playing with? Were you playing with?
We went to a dinner party last night with some friends, and we just decided to start playing the Wii, and we had a great time.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Oops. People are leaving.
So, well, look, guys, I'm going to go.
Oh,
go
okay.
Pee.
You're coming back.
I'm going to go
yeah,
pee.
Yeah, come back.
So, not that anybody wants to know that, but I'm going to go pee.
Oh, okay.
Who are you going to pee on?
We're going to, okay.
Your partner.
That's on my watch.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, Mike threw a party for me yesterday, and it was really a surprise for me. I didn't know that that's going to happen. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I've been here. So, how long did you plan the party?
2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
And, Ray, I heard you fucked up.
Emma, I bet you because I didn't get there till late, and I was like, well, Mike wasn't ready.
No, but I thought you were coming to get him distracted. I thought that's why you called him and said you were coming around 4:30-ish. And I'm like, oh, he figured it out, because I was going to call you and say,
yeah.
I said, why don't you show up early and get mannered up in the computer room?
Yeah. Well, see, I was trying to get there,
right.
But my two cohorts, Wayne,
Wayne and Toby,
didn't get their ass to the house until like 4:20. And then I was doing 85 or 59 to get up there. So.
And you pulled in, and there were about 8 cars waiting outside already.
Oh my God. Everybody is Hector. We thought he had died and fell off the face of the earth. In fact, I deleted him from my cell phone last week. Because I was
actually, that's probably the wrong number.
Because I was like, bitch is dead. We hadn't seen her.
Where have you been? So, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Are you married? You're on the market?
I've been married.
You're married, okay.
So.
You're not available anymore, okay.
Oh well, 100% beef is off the market.
Oops, okay.
Now it's more like 80% beef because it's married.
Yeah. It's like
70-30.
70-30. Yeah. Okay, Ray, so what's with the yellow? Well, you look like Big Bird. You've been being teased. Can you tell me?
You know why they call me Big Bird?
Because
I've got a big cock.
You got a big cock. BHT, that's right. Yeah, okay.
It really does.
Ah, so yeah, everybody, it's Ray at bearpodcast.com. Yeah, can you?
Yeah, that's right. All chasers.
All the chasers. Okay, so today, tomorrow, I think we're going to watch, have you seen Alien vs. Predator?
No, I have not. I want to.
We might watch tomorrow.
Okay.
11:50, something like that.
All right, so, give me a call. I should be up by then, hopefully.
I think John Palima wants to watch it, so. Oh. If you guys haven't watched it yet, yeah, probably we'll do a review, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long will it be? Oh, 11 minutes. Okay. Keep going. So very soon we're gonna. Are you gonna join the games?
Oh, I'm gonna go watch the games. I'm gonna listen. Oh, you know, I put a hip out at my age. Right.
Well, I'm gonna probably take videos and pictures.
And plus, if I hurt myself and me and John can't have sex tonight, it's gonna be disastrous.
Oh my God, the first sex of the. Oh, this is John. Hello,
come here, John. Everybody, this is my partner, John.
Hello.
Say hi, John.
What's going on?
Again.
John, tell everybody what you were telling Jose a little earlier.
About how you were pounding my ass last night. Is
exactly.
That what you were talking about?
No, that's so hot.
It was nice. It was very nice.
It was so.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
It's so romantic. Speaking of romantic, you know what we did last night? Well, at the party, I got to victimize a few people watching Two Girls, One Cup. So,
good Lord.
I did a video.
Right. We got to download the pictures because I got pictures of everybody watching Two Girls, One Cup.
I did
going
a,
like, oh my God!
Oh my God. With Gino just, oh my God, just, ah! You can imagine Gino just,
yes.
Just screaming like that. But yeah, I don't know if they want me to post it, but I'll share it with the people who were there last night.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it was funny. It was just hilarious. So even watching David just.
Yeah.
It was just,
yes,
it was just turning away from the screen.
I think that was the highlight of the birthday, everybody going to watch Two Girls, One Cup.
Yep. It's awesome always having something to watch like that. Two Girls, One Cup. There's more, actually. There's Two Girls, One Finger, Four Girls, Finger Painting. There's a lot.
Okay, with that, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, okay. All right. And, yeah. It's actually the whole morning, this morning, Mike and I have been watching reaction videos. Mike and I really just enjoyed the reaction videos. Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing. We were just taking.
I was working.
Oh, okay.
I had to go to work today because, you know, I'm a slave taskmaster, so.
Ah, okay. So, tomorrow we're gonna, I'll call you. We're gonna watch something. And, next week, gonna have an interview with no not interview we're gonna yeah January 12th something like that we're gonna have Stephen Miller, is that his name, the artist?
Oh yes, that's right, Stephen Miller.
Yeah,
right.
We're gonna have
he's gonna be opening a show up here in Houston.
Yeah, so probably.
Oh, did you know Kendall was supposed to be in town the other day?
Oh, that's right. Tell me about it.
Well, he was supposed to be in town and supposed to be doing an interview on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
No show. Nobody knows what happened.
KPFT.
To him.
Yes.
KPFT. Nobody know what happened to him. So
okay, everybody listening, tell Kendall, email Kendall that he should have been at the radio show at KPFT
right.
Here in Houston.
But apparently there was some nice half-naked little boy running around at the radio station.
Yeah.
So.
Robert and Lloyd were telling me about it.
Yes,
there were people,
I know.
That there were people. Hey guys, hello. So okay, yeah. What about that? I mean, it's just it's a 20-year-old guy running around naked.
Naked, getting ready to have a sex change.
Are you serious?
That's what they said. So I guess he had it flopping around. While
he was
he
in the radio station just doing that. Okay.
I guess so. I don't know. You know, weird things happen. You know.
Okay. Okay. So, let me ask you. What?
No, I'm not having a sex change.
You're not getting a sex change. Okay. What do you call this? Was Santa good to you this year?
Santa was very good to me this year.
Okay.
I got my iMac.
All right.
I got my Final Cut Pro.
Ah, you got it in the last for FedEx.
That's right, alas.
Fucking
yep.
FedEx.
FedEx and UPS.
Was it FedEx or UPS? What?
FedEx.
Oh, okay.
I got my iPhone.
Oh, that's right.
Which I didn't even realize I was getting. So.
Uh huh.
So that was nice.
And okay, I don't want an iPhone yet. Probably next year. So. But.
Well, it's been nice.
How do you like it so far?
I'm enjoying it very much so far because it's easy to use. And I'm a retard sometimes when it comes to electronics.
Okay.
But it's been very simple to use, so that's a big plus.
That's the point of having an iPod. It's really very simple.
Yeah, and I had a Razr before. It's just I'm adding stuff on as I go. So this probably tomorrow I'm going to add some music and photos on.
I'm thinking of getting the iPod Touch though. Maybe this week, this coming, maybe tomorrow. Maybe I'll pick it up, something like that. Because Mike's giving that to me this year. Because for the past 2 years. I've always used an iPod Mini.
Yeah.
I always had iPod Mini, and it's breaking down. It's been hanging. It's been crashing, and it's only got audio. So, wish I could add video. Oh, what is this? Oh, is it time?
Champagne. Yes.
Oh yeah, is it time?
Yeah.
What do we have?
It's like you know, midnight. Something exciting happens at midnight. It's like 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes from now?
Yeah. There's something special that's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, guys. So we're gonna go. Thank you guys for listening.
Practice.
Okay, we're gonna practice. Mm.
Oh, show us the tongue.
Okay, I had some practice with my mic. Okay, we're gonna go in. Probably we'll continue later or something like that. Okay, we'll catch you later.
All right. Bye, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Anybody else with an empty cup over there?
Well, we have 3 minutes to go for the countdown.
Here's
Johnny. Hi, Johnny. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Everyone, this is Johnny, one of the Chasers in the Chaser Show.
Oh, the hot one.
The hot one? Yeah, he's the hottest chaser in the Chaser Show.
Sigh.
Okay, so are you ready for the new year?
Oh, hell yeah. Time to get rid of 2007, bring on 2008.
2008, coming up very soon, about 3 minutes.
Happy New Year, honey.
Happy New Year. Okay, 1 minute. Okay, about 1 minute to go.
You're on?
Yeah, we're on.
Practice again.
Practice again. We keep practicing. Okay, 1 minute to go. There are about, I don't know, 80 people here. So many people. So many bears. So many bears.
Do you get to kiss them all?
No, I don't know if I can kiss them all.
There's going to be some big old slobbery bear kisses going on here.
Oh, no. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Okay, we already have our champagne. Jeff gave us this Corbel bottle of Corbel of champagne Corbel. Yeah, a few more seconds, we're gonna be here.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
There's bear spit everywhere on the floor.
There's bear spit everywhere. Oh my god.
A toast.
A toast. Happy New Year 2008. 2008.
that was a fun party. Thank you very much, Casey and Joss, for throwing that party for about 80 people, something like that. There's a lot of people. And it's always great to have my mic with me in town and celebrating New Year's and my birthday, too. If you guys have events, by the way, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com so we can announce it. I haven't done events for some time now because there's nothing much happening during the holiday season. Okay, so let's go to Tucson, Arizona. La Fiesta de los Osos 2008 on January 17th. Join the Bears of the Old Pueblo for our 12th La Fiesta de los Osos. This winter, gathering in the warmth of the desert sun is a perennial favorite for visitors from around the world. Spend the weekend soaking up the sunshine and friendly atmosphere of Tucson with 300 other bears and buddies. So for more info, go to fiesta.botop.com. Okay, let's go to San Diego, California for Sun Bears Weekend 2008 on January 17th. Join us this January in sunny San Diego as Bears San Diego presents our 10th annual Sun Bears Weekend. Our motto is to be frisky, friendly, and attitude-free. This is going to be our best Sun Bears Weekend ever, and proceeds will benefit the Bears San Diego charities. So for more info, go to sunbearsweekend.com to register and purchase your run package. Okay, let's go back to the show.
Oh, we're on?
We are on.
We're on.
Okay.
Good morning, or well, good afternoon, everybody. It's almost 2 o'clock here, New Year's Day.
It's New Year's Day, and
J1st.
Ray and I are just... we just finished watching...
Alien vs. Predator
Requiem.
Requiem.
I don't know how to say it, but...
Requiem.
And how do you like it?
It was okay. It was an Alien vs. Predator flick. I mean, you know, it wasn't like Sigourney Weaver showed up in the middle of it and started kicking ass, so...
I think it's like a prequel.
Yeah, I think they're setting it up to start a whole series about this, kind of, you know.
Yeah, because the setting here on Earth is present and back with Sigourney Weaver and stuff like that during the Nostromo, you know, Alien and Aliens and everything. They're all in the future.
Yeah.
But this one's in 21st century, so I'm thinking this is very, you know, it's like a prequel. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see. And they have that... Oh, well, we don't want to spoil anything. But anyway, so Happy New Year, Ray.
Happy New Year, Maynard.
And how was last night? What do you think of the party?
I think it was a great party. I think Casey and Giles did an incredible job. Had a ton of people there. Saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. So met some new people. So it was pretty good.
Yeah. And we hanged out with Wayne. Wayne was there. Johnny was there.
Johnny was texting me this morning trying to get me to give him somebody's phone number.
Oh, really?
Because he was too chicken to talk to the guy while he was there. Bok, bok, bok.
Oh, there are some people who I'd like to get the phone
Johnny,
number
if you
too.
Want the bear, you have to go for the bear.
You
have to hunt the bear.
Yeah.
You have to track the bear.
Yeah.
You can't be a pussy chaser.
Chaser should be chasing. That's right.
Exactly. He wasn't chasing. He was quivering in the corner.
Yeah, there's a lot of bears there last night.
I know.
I think about 80 or 90, something like that.
Yeah.
It was good last night. It's everybody sang happy birthday. It's the same birthday. I have the same birthday as Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Bob is one of the big bears there. I have a picture with him. It's pretty cool. So, we didn't eat much there. We did a lot. We didn't drink even.
Well, see, we had a big dinner beforehand, so I wasn't really hungry. And, of course, I had the little sippy cup with me, so.
Yeah. Actually, before that, we came from a birthday party. No, a birthday party. Another New Year's party, an earlier party. David and Carlos, so shout out to David and Carlos. And Gary was there, too, and Andrew. And Andrew made this video, amazing video about, you know, a couple of friends. It's a montage of us during softball and stuff like that. But it was fun.
That was cool.
Oh, ready. Okay. I'm going to have the California chicken burger.
California chicken burger, absolutely.
And on the bacon cheeseburger, no veggies.
No veggies, so just plain, correct?
Just plain. Mayo,
bacon and cheese.
Yeah.
This comes with fries.
It does come with the order of fries.
Can it be changed, like mashed potatoes or something?
We don't have mashed potatoes, but if you want to substitute for onion rings, if you can, for $1.09, we could do steamed vegetables or grilled vegetables or fruit. It's going to be cantaloupe.
Oh, just make it a little fruit.
Fruit?
Yeah,
okay.
Fruit.
And what kind of cheese?
American.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not too fond of
and
fries.
That is Carlos. Or some of my cute little...
Carlos or Marcos?
Is it Marcos?
Marcos.
Marcos. He's yeah. Some of my cute. He's like a great club chaser.
He's a good-looking guy. Anyway, so we are here after the movie of Alien vs. Predator, Requiem. We're just eating here at
Red Robin.
Red Robin. How long are we going now? Yeah, 3 minutes. Well, what else we're going to do? Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to get an iPod Touch.
Oh.
You got an iPod. iPhone.
I got the iPhone, yes.
Gosh.
Then you have to be careful when you go into the Apple Store.
Okay.
Because they have the iPhone and the little other, what's the music thing called?
iPod Touch. They look the same.
They look exactly the same, and all the stuff's hanging right next to each other, so it's very easy to pick up one thing, and it won't work on the iPhone, or it won't work on the iTouch. So.
But Mike's getting me this one, so I only got a Best Buy card, so I have to get it from Best Buy.
Yeah.
But there should be no problem, right? If I buy something from Best Buy, if there's something wrong, I can go to the Apple Store to... have it checked, or I really have to go back to Best Buy?
I think you have to go back to Best Buy. I think that's where you buy it from, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. I thought Apple would cover it, because I think I would like it. I would like to deal with Apple more than I would, I would deal with the Best Buy.
So. Does Best Buy sell iTouch?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think Best Buy sells anything Apple, do they?
They do.
They
have the
one
iPhone.
Time they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do some shopping. And then probably a movie later. I mean, movie. This Mike right now is
all about football.
Yeah, the whole day on my.
I didn't even get up and watch the Rose Bowl this morning, the Rosebud Parade, because I had to go pick Chong up at the airport at the crack of dawn this morning, 9 a.m.
Wow.
He's calling me. I'm here.
Well, is he in town now? Yeah, today Mike is staying home because he wants to watch football. Yeah, on my birthday, watches football the whole day. I'm not really that into much, you know, football, so I'm gonna watch movies. I'm gonna treat myself.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, actually, we're gonna close this.
Okay.
Guys, I hope you guys have a happy New Year, everyone, and hope you guys have a safe holiday and a great New Year.
Yep.
2008.
Back to work tomorrow, folks.
Back to work.
The fun is over. No more vacations until what? July.
Yeah.
No more holidays till July. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the ones that most companies take off is July.
Yeah.
Of course, there's President's Day that some people get off and blah blah blah. So.
Yeah. Okay, guys. If you have any comments, send your emails. If you have emails to us individually. nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, or visit the website, the official website, www.bearpodcast.com and myspace.com/bearpodcast. Okay, oh, phone line. Do you remember?
No, I don't have it down, written down in front of me.
It's not written. It's
206-222-BEAR.
That's 206-222-2327. Yeah. Leave us a voice comment. We'll play it in the show. And okay, so that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Okay, and you wolves, many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.